that takes guts. And he's standing there. He looks like a little kid who wants to call his daddy for help, but Fidel Castro is dead, so he can't do that. Good to see. That's on my Facebook page. Feel free to share it and maybe inspire somebody else. When you see the outcomes that Penny Earn Concrete Technologies has compiled over the years, excellent work. And you know when you meet Tom Latham, I know a lot of people like to shop different options, you know, when they're doing concrete or any kind of construction or home improvement. I'm just going to tell you this, that when you meet Tom Latham, you know you're dealing with a guy who takes your investment in his work very, very seriously. He is an artist. He does not want to leave behind something that's going to be less than just a few months down the road. Quick example. I recommended them to Mommy the Swami's community group. They had to make some improvements in the alleys behind their homes. So they hired Penny Earn. That was like 5 or 6 years ago. I just drove down that alley a couple of weeks ago, and there isn't a crack anywhere to be found. Whatever it is, right now they're improving the Prattville High School football stadium, but they do everything, porches, patio sidewalks, even concrete landscaping, concrete walls, you name it. They're so creative. You'd be amazed at what can be done. Something that just seems like cement, not to Penny Earn, it is the palette of an artist's brush. They do just incredible stuff. All on display on the Penny Earned Concrete Technologies Facebook page. But when you talk to Tom by calling 284-9292, that's Tom Latham, you'll understand why they're as good as they are, because it starts with him. 284-9292, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon here. We're also celebrating the anniversary of something that was, at least in its time, an improvement in the Postal Service. And somehow, someway, somebody's going to win a $20 CB Bistro gift card. I'm going to go out and smoke, see if I can't come up with something to do that.
Well, if you're coming into Montgomery on I-65 southbound, we're hearing right around Clanton, we've got an 18-wheeler that has overturned. It is beginning to back up traffic southbound into Montgomery. Just be aware of that. You might have to take an alternate route. In Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, we are very busy. Got a lot of cars on the road everywhere, including the boulevards, the interstates, but no major problems anywhere around our area this morning. Enjoy your drive in, buckle up, and be safe out there. We will keep you updated. Trenum State offers a wide range of scholarships to fund your education for students just like you. Unlock your potential at Trenum State. Apply at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
It's April 3rd, the greatest day ever. On the 3rd of April, 1860, mail delivery service, the Pony Express debuts. It would later give way to the much more flamboyant delivery service, the My Little Pony Express, that delivers hugs and friendships and rainbows all over the world. Have a great April 3rd, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time of the Woodpecker, 8.
The best RN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Taiwan has been rocked by a powerful earthquake. It's left at least 9 people dead, hundreds injured. There's also widespread property damage. Ravenswood, West Virginia, one of many communities pummeled by powerful storms. The wicked weather from Texas all the way up into the Ohio River Valley. Crews have opened a second temporary channel, allowing limited marine traffic to bypass the wreckage of Baltimore's collapsed Key Bridge, which is blocking the vital port's main shipping channel. California entering spring with an above-average mountain snowpack. The major reservoir is said to be in pretty good shape for a second consecutive year. The future of the Royals and the Chiefs in Kansas City is unclear. Residents of Jackson County, Missouri, voting against a sales tax to help pay for a new downtown ballpark and renovations to Arrowhead Stadium. Wall Street, the Dow futures down 3 points. NASDAQ futures off 27. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Morning, morning, morning. Morning, Jill. Morning, Jack. Can't complain, keep coming back.
Walk Day, so I thought I'd play that for Monty Python, because remember that one of my favorite episodes of all time, The Bureau of Silly Walks. And I actually was able to mimic the walk in that feature almost perfectly. You remember that episode of Monty Python?
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Ministry of Silly Walks?
Funny stuff. It didn't take a ton of creativity, but I have come up with a way for us to deliver a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card by playing the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
Basically, we read you a statement, and you have to tell us whether what we read you was true or baloney. Get 2 out of 3 right or get them all wrong to win. And I'm talking about it now because this is a game that generally requires a certain amount of begging on my part to get participation. But it's fun, and there's a bonus of educational quality to this. So if you want to surprise me and make me the happiest talk show toast in Montgomery, even though I'm the only one right now, 272-9228 is the number to call while we listen to Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big change of reality as much cooler air funnels in. Today, kind of brisk, a little breezy. High temperature up to the upper 60s. Good bit of sunshine. Clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. We'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, on Thursday and Friday nights, I think we'll fall to the upper 30s. Then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Good morning.
Let's go.
Let's get up.
Get up, get up.
I set my alarm for this.
Come, we have a show to do.
Is this every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
How do you do it?
How do you do it?
I'm smart, I'm talented.
I'm very talented.
And very humble.
All right, yeah, enough of the jibber jabber.
Enough of the jibber jabber.
Let the show begin.
It's showtime.
Every day is designated something. And a touch of irony, yesterday was National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. And you know what? For the first time in a long time, I didn't have at least one of my open-faced peanut butter and jelly nutritional snacks.
Mm.
It's 180 calories. It's good for the brain. Its fat content is low. And if I start to get hungry, rather than go for genuine crap, like donuts, I make one of those. And it works. But I didn't eat one yesterday, and I'm good to go this morning, too. So far, I'm behaving. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, no mail box money today. Just checking Informed Delivery Digest. A service from your United States Postal Service, which on this date in 1860 launched the Pony Express. We do want to give away a Seafood Bistro gift card. Before I start begging for calls again, would you mind stepping up to the mic, Jay?
I would love to.
Sharing on this incredible restaurant.
That's right. You're going to get $20 to spend at the Seafood Bistro. Opens up at 11 a.m. today. They're located on 1651 Perry Hill Road, waiting for your orders. And that $20 is going to go a long way, depending on what you want to use it on. You can get a lot of appetizers with it if you'd want to. You can get a couple of salads in there. You want to throw that in there. The amount of red beans and rice and seafood gumbo you can get with that $20 thing is just a lot. So, yeah, you're going to get a lot of food at the Seafood Bistro, just in general. But with $20, it's going to go a long way for you there. Seafood Bistro tacos, the barbecue shrimp, the shrimp and grits. Sounds pretty good right about now. Also, the boil bags and the po' boys, just delicious for you. And maybe you're getting ready for the games we talked about on Saturday, the basketball games, Final Four. Call ahead. Get the idea of whether you want to go for wings or maybe you want to get the boil bags. Get a couple of boil bags and do just a nice little low country boil for the game. It's something different than the wings. But if you want the wings, he's got them in a number of different flavors as well. You can get all that information at their website when you go to theseafoodbistro.com. You can get even more information if you just want to call and ask questions. 279-7500 is their number. And when they open at 11, they'll start answering that phone as well. Delivery apps on your phone also have the entire menu there for you to pick from, whether you want to go for dinner, whether you want to go for lunch, or just something in between. Have it delivered, or you can, order it and go pick it up, or just dine in. 1651 Perry Hill Road. Online, theseafoodbistro.com, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, so once again, I'm issuing the clarion call with a little emotion.
I'm begging you.
272-9228 to play this fun educational game called True the Baloney. Here, let me demonstrate with Jay.
Okay.
While we're waiting for the phone to not ring. All right, Princess Elizabeth was watching wildlife in Kenya when she became Queen Elizabeth the Tooth.
True.
That's true.
I watched The Crown.
Well, I saw it in a documentary. I didn't get into The Crown or any of those silly Bridgerton.
I really enjoyed The Crown, but I didn't finish The Crown.
Oh.
In other words, the final season that came out recently, I still have not watched it. And I also don't feel some sort of like drive to see it either. So,
how about this one? The metal tungsten. Huh. I wonder what tungsten is made from. The metal tungsten is so soft it has a melting point only a few degrees above the boiling point of water. Oh, now we.
I would say False.
That's true. I mean, it's true that it was false. Now I know why nobody wants to play. It's too confusing.
New stock, who's this?
Yeah, I can relate to that. And one more example, the album Hard Day's Night was the first Beatles album with all original tracks. And that is true. I did not know that until I saw that. Which is pretty impressive. Hey, Carl. Carl,
hey, Greg.
Good to have you on the show with us, my friend.
Well, I called in because I didn't want you to start playing the
torture music.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you remember, not you, Carl, I'm talking to Greg, do you remember we used to do the back and forths on these? Because you got two callers. Don't you remember we used to do, like, all right.
Competition?
Remember when we did the competition type stuff?
Would you like to do it that way?
You can let Carl decide.
Carl can decide.
It's your show, Hoss.
It's your show, boss.
I thought he said Hoss.
He did say Hoss.
I am no longer... No, I've lost the Hoss.
That's right.
I worked my Hoss off. All right, hang on, and let's bring in...
Just drop the S's. It's your show, Hope.
Paul, we're going to make this a friendly competition, okay?
Hey, that works for me.
Good.
There
okay.
you go.
But Carl was first, so he gets the first one. Now, Carl, here's how it works in this format. I'll give you a statement. Being first in, you get a pass. So if you get the first one wrong, you're still in this. Now, here's your first statement. It's against the law in New Jersey to annoy others by slurping your soup in a public restaurant.
It's against the law to annoy others by slurping your soup. This yep. is in Jersey, you said?
New Jersey, yes.
New Jersey, yeah.
That sounds true.
It is.
Wow.
Now you've really put the pressure on Paul because he has to get his correct. Otherwise, Carl wins the game.
You got to get it, buddy.
Isn't this format fun?
No.
Here's yours. During Prohibition in the United States, breweries turned to producing ice cream to stay in business. True the baloney?
Just for the heck of it, I'm going to say baloney.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
But you know what, Paul? We'll probably play this this educational game tomorrow. So, but give him a bonus entry in the grand prize drawing, please.
Yeah, I will do that right now, Paul. You're getting a bonus entry there, buddy.
And thanks kindly. Later, guys.
We appreciate your school spirit.
Carl, buddy.
And Carl, you have won the game.
You got it.
Thank you.
I have one of these statements. No, I don't. Or do I?
What?
Okay, yeah, we'll do this one just for fun.
Okay.
No, we won't. No, we're just going to give you the damn prize.
Okay, hang on, Carl.
I'm sorry. I thought I had a leftover. Well, there is a leftover question, but it made no sense to me.
Oh, gotcha.
It's about the cricketer. What the hell? All right, we're at 18 minutes after 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Coming up, we're going to visit that list, and you can contribute to it on my Facebook page of things that are overpriced but worth it anyway. And we'll run down some of those items coming up. Right now, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon with Skipper, get 1819 News, and come back.
If you're coming into Montgomery on I-65 southbound, we're hearing right around Clanton, we got an 18-wheeler that has overturned. It is beginning to back up traffic southbound into Montgomery. Just be aware of that. You might have to take an alternate route. In Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, we are very busy. Got a lot of cars on the road everywhere, including the boulevards, the interstates, but no major problems anywhere around our area this morning. Enjoy your drive in, buckle up, and be safe out there. We will keep you updated. Trenum State offers a wide range of scholarships to fund your education for students just like you. Unlock your potential at Trenum State. Apply at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
A bill with amendments has now passed the State Senate Committee on County and Municipal Government. The bill is designed to consolidate 25 licensing boards under one state agency. The Office of Occupational and Professional Licensing would work within the Alabama Department of Labor. An executive director would be appointed to oversee that office along with deputy directors, office staff, and investigators. Currently, the licensing boards here in the state are operated either individually by state employees or by private companies. companies. The amendment that was added to this bill reduced the number of boards that were placed under this oversight umbrella from 38 to 22. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force caught up with a Daphne murder suspect on Tuesday in the town of McIntosh. 23-year-old Joseph Gurley was taken into custody and returned to the Daphne police station. Gurley is wanted for questioning regarding the shooting death of Matthews Bonnell Jr. on Easter Sunday. And the U.S. Marshals Service also placed a Conecuh County man on the 15 most wanted fugitives list for the entire nation. 28-year-old Ladarius Fantroy of Repton is wanted for murder, kidnapping, and burglary. Fantroy is being sought for a double homicide that occurred in the summer of 2023. U.S. Marshals are offering a $25,000 reward for any information that leads to Fantroy's arrest. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Delrata Publix.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Our hearts, they're in everything we do. We follow our hearts. We cross our hearts. We have heart-to-hearts. And that's why it's time. Time to raise the bar for comprehensive heart care in Central Alabama. By combining the advanced technology of Baptist Health with the expert cardiologist of Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates, we are leading the way in the treatment and prevention of heart disease with a skilled cardiovascular team and innovative procedures to treat complex cases and deliver a continuum of care that's not offered anywhere else in the region. Keeping your heart healthy and helping you recover sooner. It's a partnership that will give cardiac patients more quality time. Time to be together with loved ones for the times that matter most. Baptist Health and Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates, a partnership that's taking heart care to the next level.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Death to America! Except for Joey!
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Shine, everyone.
sleeper. You'll find yourself off to work running late. Can't you hear your alarm clock? Get up lazy. You oversleeper. You sleepyhead. You oversleeper. Try to be on time. You oversleeper. Get up out of bed.
Start 93 Corn Event, WACB. The time is 8:26.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. So much of it is, but this is kind of odds and ends stuff that doesn't really plug into any specific thing. Question. I may put this one on Facebook too. You lend $10 to a friend who buys Powerball tickets and hits the jackpot. How much do they owe you?
Right.
A lot of answers there. Could be just the $10.
You lent, now...
I can't imagine doing that. If somebody gave me $10 so I could buy tickets and I won the freaking jackpot, I'd give them half.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you lent them $10 to buy you the ticket, obviously, that's a different thing. Where does that... Oh, that's a good question.
That is, now that you mention it.
So, if somebody says, hey, give me $10, I just want to buy this lottery ticket, usually... When you're asked that, it's going to be like, well, what if you win? What do I get out of it? You know? Usually you're going to set the demands before you give them the $10.
Yeah.
Because especially when they say, I want to buy a lottery ticket. However...
But even then, it's just a verbal... It's your word against theirs.
It totally is. And so, honestly, they don't have to do anything. But courtesy...
Conscience. There's right. That too, you know?
Yeah, I know. That whole thing, I would say... It depends on the winnings. Hey, I won $10. You know, it's like, well, okay, good job. Or, you know, something like that. But if it's like, I don't know. If it's the big jackpot where it's like, you know, $100-some-odd million.
Four options. Just the original $10 you loaned them. Half of the winnings. All of the winnings. Or nothing. I think most people that I know would split.
I would say split. Although, and of course I have to make it way more complicated than what it is, because my question then is, does the person who loaned the money to you know that you won?
This is true.
If they don't, because one of the first things I hear about lottery things is remain anonymous as long as you can.
Yeah. Some states, they require you to
be. They require you to be public.
But let's face it. Let's assume you have mutual friends with the person you loan the money to. Somebody's going to find out.
Eventually,
that's
yes.
Like trying to hide an elephant under a throw rug.
Yeah. I you know.
One day you have a 2-bedroom apartment. The next day you've got a mansion off Bell Road. I would love to buy one of those places on Bell Road. So pastoral, but close enough to work. Because I still want to work.
I know. And it's so far away from the road that you don't have to deal. It's just, you got your own little area there. You know, it's
nice. And then something I started on Facebook this morning, a thread, which you're welcome to contribute to.
I haven't been able to come up with anything.
Something that's overpriced, but totally worth it. And here are some of the replies. Now, this is the starter list that I posted. And then I'm asking people to contribute their own ideas to this as well. And I have temporarily... I've got half the list here. Okay.
There are things I don't think you should skimp on.
Right. Number one was comfortable shoes and socks.
Yeah, you really should find comfortable shoes and socks. I don't necessarily know if they're overpriced, but...
Quick example. When Janelle was a baby and her mom was on her feet all the time, we had gone up to New York for a weekend, and we passed a shoe store, Cole Haan. It's a big brand with women, but it's... And this is a 1990.
If you say it fast enough, it's colon.
Yeah. I got her a nice colon. They make such good shoes. Because they're made directly from the colons of your favorite...
Slip your feet into these colons.
Yeah. Cole Haan.
Colon blow.
$200 for a pair of slip-ons.
Ow.
But they lasted for years.
And they were comfortable.
And she loved them. Yeah. I think she still gets them, too. Although, I don't think her second husband is nearly as generous as I am. A quality mattress.
Yeah.
You know, I am relentlessly unhappy with my pillows. But if you go to a place, a good quality hotel... Their pillows are, like, amazing.
And they usually sell them. probably overpriced, but they usually sell them.
But they're worth it.
Yeah.
That's something I got to put on my to-do list. I may have to sell a few key lime pies to make the money, but I'll get around to it.
You can go to almost any hotel website, or, you know, the big hotel websites, like, you know, the I don't know.
Motel 6?
No. Like, I don't know about a Ritz, but, you know, the Hyatt Grand, which is where I used to stay in Seattle, or the Sheraton in Seattle. And almost all of them, the big Marriotts and things like that, they all have stores at their website. And you can buy sheets, pillows.
Wyndham is good.
They're bedding. Yeah.
Now, the next one, I absolutely concur on. Hiring movers. Even with movers, you still have unpacking and stuff to do, but... they're just absolutely
so that doesn't count. That doesn't count like calling your friends and saying, hey, can you come help me move? I'll pay for lunch and all this other stuff.
Well, the benefit to that is that you learn one of the most important lessons in life.
Who your friends are.
Yeah, and you don't really have that many.
Nope.
Because they all have...
I will be conveniently busy if you need me to paint, pack.
Yeah.
Or move. Sorry, I got something going on that weekend.
But absolutely worth their weight in gold. Air conditioning.
I would agree. I hate the heat.
Dental care. Look, I've lived a little life, and I remember when I got a cavity filled for $17. Now it's like $500 for a cavity.
Yeah, I would move towards saying dental insurance rather than dental care. I would.
If you have good, if it covers stuff.
Fork that money over for the insurance, yeah.
But most plans, they give you $1,000 or $1,500 and that's gone.
That's it.
With one cleaning
it
and maybe
a... It does not take much.
Yeah. Experiences, this focuses on things like a concert or a weekend getaway, that kind of thing. Premium wireless noise-canceling headphones.
Maybe. How often do you need those and why?
I don't know. It's just on the list. Quality pots and pans. Now, this I agree with.
Yeah.
And I see those things that are advertised on TV and they, you know, they run a bulldozer over it. And look, the eggs still don't stick to the pan. Or they take a bunch of hard candy and dump it into the frying pan and melt it all down. And look, it comes right out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm skeptical of those.
I think
they're also, objects on TV appear bigger than they are in real life.
Like the dump cake.
The dump cake. I got to play that.
Do you remember when we were upstairs, Emily would get the biggest thrill every time the pots and pan commercials would come on?
I know.
The copper pots, or whatever it was, the copper things.
She single-handedly is keeping a number of cable networks on the air by buying their crap. But the dump cake?
You love delicious homemade desserts, but recipes can be complicated and take so long to make. Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new dump cake cookbook. Forget measuring. Now you can easily make homemade desserts in minutes. It's as simple as dump and bake for delicious desserts every time, guaranteed. Watch this. Start with fruit, dump on your favorite cake mix, and finish with a can of soda. Or you can use diet for a guilt-free dessert. Then just bake it in the oven for a delicious raz and peach dump cake. Oh, so scrumptious. You'll even get speedy mug recipes. Crushed pineapple, angel food cake mix, 1 minute in the microwave, and yummy pineapple upside dump cake. It really is mistake-proof. You just dump and bake. I never knew homemade desserts could be this easy. But wait, call now and get my amazing dump dinner cookbook.
Easily
make meals in minutes, like my deeply delish pizza. Mm-mm. Or my hearty beef and pasta dump dish. Don't even brown the beef. Dump in uncooked pasta and sauce, top with cheese and cook. Your family will want a second helping.
I don't know if I'd want a second helping of that brown dump cake.
Oh, man.
Hey, speaking of great pillows.
Tom Bodette here from Motel Squat. You might have heard that squatting is the newest way to stay somewhere dirt cheap. It's true. When you arrive at a Motel Squat, just start randomly turning doorknobs, and if one happens to open and nobody's inside, well, that room is all yours. Just make sure you connect the chain lock, because the previous guest is sure to be back, and they're sure to be fighting mad. Go ahead and call the cops on them, and for some reason, they'll get arrested and not you. So come on down to Motel Squat, and we'll leave the light on for you. Well, actually, all the lights will be on, because if you leave and come back, some new squatter will be there going through all your belongings.
All right, some of the suggestions from social media, from my page. And thanks to everybody. Steve Dax says, a really good steak. You know what? I'm having filet mignon from Food Outlet. Three perfect pieces of filet mignon. $10 at Food Outlet. And it's as good as any steak you get in a restaurant. Keeping criminals locked up. That's a great... Yeah, keeping the bad guys in jail.
It's overpriced, but it's...
Well, yeah, when you realize what it costs per prisoner, it seems high, but you know what? As long as they're not...
What did we say it was? 25 grand a year?
Yeah.
25 grand per inmate per year.
It's a lot higher in Norwegia, right?
It is a lot higher in there, yeah.
But they have fewer prisoners because people tend to... I wonder what they have there that we don't have... I don't... Alabama football ticket, says Jay. And maybe Alabama basketball tickets, depending on how the rest of this week plays.
I was going to say, you say Alabama football tickets, but you're probably referring to the Saban years, because we don't know anymore how this is going to work out.
Right. Let's see. Cruises? Some, I guess.
Never been on one.
Gasoline's overpriced, but you really need it, so I guess it's worth it, right? Wow, one of my former bosses in Florida, Dolores... I'm going with air conditioning. Well, you're not really voting here. I'm just asking for new ideas. Toilet paper, says Ken P. That's an ironic.
That's great. I mean, I don't know about over... Well, yeah, it was overpriced at one point, but yeah. You just get the quality best you can.
Ray says razor blades.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good razor blades.
Yeah.
I buy the good ones. They're worth it. You got to get that nice close shave. That quality firearms, says Richard, and I agree with him. Hardtop, he hasn't called a show in a long time, has he?
No, he has not. Oh, I meant to ask you, because they're showing baseball on Fox there.
Yeesh.
I got an alert the other night. It was later in the night, but I got an alert from on my phone and on my TV saying, oh, God, was it a dude in the Astros?
No-hitter.
Somebody was three outs from a no-hitter. Did he go for
this? Yes, he did.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah.
I meant to check that the next day, so.
Yeah, that in fact... He's 30 years old, but he had only had like 8 games in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of story you root for. And today, they have turned baseball players into such wimps that a pitcher gets 80 pitches and they take him out because they don't want his arm to explode. What the hell happened to the rugged days when you threw until your arm fell off?
Yeah, I didn't flip over because I felt like I jinxed it because it was 3 outs from a no-hitter.
I've seen
three.
Many no-hitters have vanished as soon as I tuned in. So,
right.
Yeah, first no-hitter. And in fact, that is the earliest, by the calendar, the earliest no-hitter in baseball history.
Wow.
Yeah. So, April 1st.
Oh, hey, speaking of baseball, Mike's here.
Oh, and speaking of Mike, let me get a word in from Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard to East Shirley Lane. If you're in a wreck, last two people that want that to happen to you are Donnie and Brandon Turner at MPB. But that's the business they're in because those things happen and they want you to have the best possible outcome. Good is new, maybe better. And oftentimes, maybe better is the outcome. In fact, many a person has told me, Rich Thomas, I've been there a number of times. My car always looks like it. The only thing missing is the new car sticker in the window. That's the level of effort they put into it. No, they just don't do anything that is less than 100%. Donnie and Brandon Turner. So they diagnose everything that needs to be repaired, repainted, and replaced. They do that. Then they look at the car on a bumper-to-bumper basis to restore its complete look and beauty. And you have something to look showroom new when all is said and done. If you're in a wreck, get a claim number ASAP so you can get it to Donnie and Brandon so they can order the parts. If your car is not drivable, have it towed to MPB. And if your tow truck driver doesn't know the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane and that legendary business, get a different tow truck. And then... they'll get to work on you and deliver that result that has helped thousands of people over the 4 decades they've been in business. Montgomery Paint and Body, their number is 27REC with a W.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas weather.
Hi, everybody. Big change of reality as much cooler air funnels in. Today, kind of brisk, a little breezy. High temperature up to the upper 60s. Good bit of sunshine. Clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 43. We'll be in the upper 60s again on Thursday and Friday with lots of sun. In fact, on Thursday and Friday nights, I think we'll fall to the upper 30s. then a little warmer over the weekend. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, this is Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
8:21.
Well, we still have very busy traffic all over Montgomery, I-65 and 85 through downtown, loaded up as well as the boulevards. Bratwell, Milbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears and no real problems traffic-wise other than just a little bit of heavy traffic here and there. However, if you're coming into Montgomery on I-65 southbound around Highway 31, we had an overturned 18-wheeler earlier, really backing up traffic there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles responding. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverages, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
When I walk in the door, the biggest fish in the room, I'm saying, hey, I'm Tudor Boy. Let's take a picture. Because with business, it's your association.
Shadrick Tootle runs Tootle Boy Sports. He is, perhaps, the most charismatic person I've ever met, and I talk to him about how he uses that charisma to grow his business. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You guys, it's opening day in baseball.
We like opening day because it's supposed to be warm.
Baseball starts when it's warm.
Baseball opening day. Come on, what do you think?
It is the first day of Major League Baseball. Are you excited?
How about the first day of baseball with your Montgomery Biscuits? And joining us, as he will every Wednesday throughout the season, Mike Murphy, general manager of the Biscuits. Good to see you.
Great to see you guys. Great for that opening day excitement is awesome, isn't it? Just like
nothing like
to be back. You know, for us, our team opens up on the road this Friday, but our true opening day here at Riverwalk Stadium is next Tuesday, the 9th, and it's going to be the 20th opening day in Biscuits history. So we're really pumped to be celebrating 20 seasons of Biscuits baseball.
It's hard to believe because I came here. I'm starting my 20th here at the end of the month, and I remember going to my first Biscuits game like yesterday, and I was just so impressed with the ballpark, the fan support, the food. I mean, it's an awesome option throughout the months, and now is really one of the best times of the year to go because of such incredible weather. So, and you guys just do the most amazing promotions. And I'm sure you've got some exciting stuff lined up for opening week. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, no, we have a lot of great things planned for opening week. Starting off, of course, opening night, presented by the U.S. Army, we have a rally tallow giveaway for the first 1,000 fans of all ages. We'll have post-game max fireworks, and we're doing something kind of fun this year. We're going to attempt to do a full stadium first pitch.
A full stadium first pitch?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
So everybody gets a ball and then throws it onto the field?
Not quite. Okay. So we're going to have one baseball, and as fans are coming into the front gates, everybody gets to pass the first pitch ball down the line.
Okay.
Back to the person behind you until it ends up on the it's going to go up to the press box to our the voice of Riverwalk Stadium, Rick Hendrick, who's been doing it since day one of the Biscuits, and he's going to toss it from the press box. We're going to get it down onto the field, and we're going to have our ceremonial first pitch. So
the
goal is to have as many fans in the ballpark as possible touch the first pitch baseball.
Okay. Wow.
Is that potentially a Guinness record kind of deal?
I don't know. But we'll figure it out.
That'd be interesting.
But I think it's going to be fun, and it's exciting. Again, we want everybody in the ballpark to have a feeling like they're a part of it. You know, like they're a part of something, and it's going to be something special here on opening night.
Rich Thomas and I are hoping we get invited to do a first pitch like we did a couple of years ago. Rich threw his.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah. But they fixed that window and they didn't charge him for it.
That's great.
And I did mine and I was very pleased with mine. I mean, right down the plate a little bit high, but it was a strike.
Yeah, I think the catcher was complaining about it. So it was a little too hard. A little too hard. He needed to get a new glove, right?
How about stuff down the road that you want to mention now?
Yeah, so, I mean, as we're looking out the, you know, as it has been the last couple of years, when the team is home, we're home Tuesday through Sunday. So Tuesday night, once again, opening night presented by the U.S. Army. On Wednesday, it's our Military Wednesday. We're going to be kind of honoring some of the folks that are coming into town for the Whitewater. So Montgomery Whitewater is hosting U.S. Olympic trials next week. So we're going to have some of those Olympians come out to the ballpark on Wednesday that we're going to honor those folks. On Thursday is our first Thirsty Thursday and T-shirt giveaway presented by Direct Auto. Has a 20th season logo on the front of that T-shirt. On Friday, we're doing a replica stadium giveaway for the first 1,000 fans of all ages. It's a kind of like a mini desktop version of Riverwalk Stadium.
Really?
Montgomery. It's really cool. So we're excited about that. Saturday, another Max Fireworks show. We're doing throwback to 2004, which was, again, the first season of Biscuits Baseball. But something unique we're doing on Saturday, we are hosting the Crawfish Boil during our game.
Oh, wow. During the game?
During the game. So okay. If you want to be a part of the annual Montgomery Crawfish Boil benefiting Easter Seals, part of you getting signed up for the Crawfish Boil, you get a game ticket. So not only is it the Crawfish Boil and, you know, the all-you-can-eat crawfish, we have a baseball game and a Max Fireworks show at the end of it. So kind of a double event there.
That's
so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that is really, really cool.
For that one.
Love the ideas.
Yeah, and then again on Sunday, we'll have a kid's T-shirt giveaway, the same one that the adults are getting on Thursday, the kids will get on Sunday. So
I got to get a
really, really great week.
Yeah.
One of these days, you got to let me on the field. I want to see if I can still reach the fence.
We could do it.
You could do that.
We could figure it out.
I would have hit the ball, yeah.
I could.
We can figure it out.
Power is my thing. I don't expect to get a contract out of it.
When was the last time you swung a bat? Now, not your wiffle ball. The last time you swung a bat.
Oh, at the batting cage. Where was that? It's been a while.
It's been a while for me, too.
So,
yeah.
One thing that we are adding this year, we're completely kind of revamping our kid zone. We've got a couple of new inflatable games there. But instead of just doing like bounce houses that we, you know, are just really just the kids, we're adding a speed pitch that adults can do. So you can come, you can see, maybe can't see how far you can hit a ball, but we can see how hard you can throw a ball.
I could hit the ball hard and I could throw it hard.
All right, we can test that out.
I am looking forward to that.
I'm going to go set that up later today, and we need to figure out how the layout works. So if you want to be a guinea pig,
sure.
We can figure out that.
You were here last week. Have you gotten your roster yet?
We do have a roster.
Okay.
We do have a roster.
Because last week he did not have a roster.
We did not have a roster. Yeah. No, we got
some players that we should look forward to seeing.
We have
this year.
Some guys that throw and some guys that hit, and it's going to be great. I think 21 of our 28 guys spent some time here in Montgomery during their career. It's very similar to our roster that was here at the end of the season during our playoff run. But one of the top guys to keep an eye on, the shortstop Carson Williams. He's the Rays' number 2 overall prospect. He again was here for about a week last year during the playoffs, and we'll start the season here, so it'll be fun for Biscuits fans to get a chance to see yet another Rays top prospect come through here.
One reason why this is one of the best minor league towns in America is the Tampa Bay affiliate, and Tampa has always been genius at picking really good prospects. Because of finances and stuff, they've had to find young talent, and they've had really good scouts.
Did anybody from the previous years, I say previous years, but anybody from last season get moved up to?
Yeah, we had a guy that was with us parts of last season and parts of the 22 season. Austin Shenton started the season with the Tampa Bay Rays. He actually got his first career start, I think, on Monday. So really, really happy for him. But from during the 2023 season, I think it was 14 former Biscuits made their Major League debut.
Wow. That's an incredibly high percentage.
Which goes to your point of, you know,
the organization.
Yeah.
And they've got a great general manager here with Mr. Murphy. We will look forward to seeing you throughout the season.
Absolutely. This is always a blast coming in and chatting about all things baseball and Biscuits baseball. So
by the way,
I appreciate the time.
My preferred bat is a 34-inch Louisville slugger.
All right, we'll see what we can scrounge up for you.
I look forward to that. Thanks so much. It's 8:51, our final traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
We still have very busy traffic all over Montgomery, I-65 and 85 through downtown loaded up, as well as the boulevards. Bratwell, Milbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears and no real problems traffic-wise other than just a little bit of heavy traffic here and there. However, if you're coming into Montgomery on I-65 southbound around Highway 31, we had an overturned 18-wheeler earlier, really backing up traffic there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles responding. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverages, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hey, you guys in the back, before you fill your fanny packs.
All Hail J.
That's right. Here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery. Has been in town since 1977. And they are located on Vaughn Road. They've actually been there on that location since 1994. 6948 Vaughn Road. It's over there by Watchman Drive. But really, you just need to know the number. 260-0066. And, of course, the name, because you can Google them that way as well. Heirloom Jewelers. 260-0066 is the number that will put you in touch with the owner of Heirloom Jewelers. And if you leave a message, if he doesn't answer, then the owner is going to call you back. You send a text of, you know, hey, I've got some jewelry. Could you please look at it? The return text or phone call will be from the owner. That owner is Troop Booth. His grandparents opened that store in 1977, and now he's running the place. With a gemological institute or a degree from the Gemological Institute of America, he knows his jewelry. And he knows yours as well. So if you've got some jewelry, some antique estate jewelry, you may not know how old it is. You may not know what the value is. You may know one or the other. And you may know all of it. Still, give him a call if you're trying to sell it, get a value of it, get a history of it. You can talk to Troop to find out more about the jewelry that you have. 260-0066. But not only that, he's going to offer you money for that jewelry. He is going to, especially if you've got gold. If you've got gold, bullion, coins, things like that, Troop is looking to buy from you. And he's willing to pay top dollar on those items, and even more if you want to turn that money into trade credit so you can go in there and use it on something inside the store. See everything that they have available to you online by going to their Facebook page or their Instagram page, and then call Troop to make an appointment to either see those pieces or to talk to him about pieces that you have that you may want to sell. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it is by appointment only. So call and schedule that appointment. 260-0066 and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
854.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier.
Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Being here with Just Blinds and Prattville, your trusted source for all things quality and beauty when it comes to window treatments for your home and business. We want to thank our good friends at Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get our message across to the thousands of Blue Water listeners. Not a day goes by we don't have someone tell us they heard about Just Blinds on Blue Water stations. Radio advertising is a key part of our advertising mix, and we absolutely encourage any business looking to grow to give Blue Water a call.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is April 3rd. Don't go to work unless it's fun day. If your job isn't fun, don't go. Stay at home and enjoy yourself. Because tomorrow and every day after is going to be good luck finding a new job that's fun day.
All right, if fun doesn't apply to your current position, there is a job opening that may fit the bill. And we're happy to bring it to you. Yes. Remember, wasn't that long ago that Oscar Mayer was recruiting Wienermobile drivers?
Yeah.
You don't get rich doing that, but it could be fun driving around a giant phallic symbol on wheels and handing out freebies to...
Wiener steerers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Well, if you're going to have a Wienermobile, what's the next companion? You got to have a Nutmobile. Not that they travel together, but the planners...
They do have a peanut car, don't they?
Yes, that's okay. What I'm talking about. It's a giant-shaped peanut vehicle.
Do they call it the Nutmobile?
They're looking for drivers. Oh, it is the Nutmobile, and here's a clip from their social media to recruit potential drivers.
What's cracking? I'm Tanya, and for the past year, I've been traveling the country with my two coworkers and now friends in a giant peanut. We're in a new city every week, and if you're looking for your next nutty adventure, then listen up, because we're hiring our next class of peanutters. But there's more to this job than meets the eye. You'll be participating in media interviews, planning and attending some really cool events across the country, and even managing our social media channels. If you think you're the next perfect peanutter, head over to BeAPeanutter.com to submit your application before April 14th.
Let's get nuts!
I think Tanya knows her nuts.
That sounds like a lot, actually.
It is. It doesn't say anything here about what it pays or anything like that or benefits. Oh, my goodness. It is 9 o'clock, Alabama.